Let kingdom manifest in this house, in us. Lord Jesus, come. Move in this place. You have the freedom. We invite you to come and take over. We submit this time to you. We submit this atmosphere in this place to you. Take authority over the atmosphere. Release your glory tonight. Release your presence in a fresh new way, in a way that we have never experienced before. We've come to encounter you. We've come to encounter you, Jesus. Move upon our hearts tonight. Take us into a new place in the Spirit. There are so many new places that we haven't even touched. And we desire tonight to step into something new. Stepping into something new. Into uncharted waters. We're tired of being at an ankle depth. Or even at a knee deep. We want to go deeper into your waters, the uncharted waters. Because you're like the ocean. And let your waves just wash over us. You're like the ocean. And your waves are like the passion. Let those waves just crash in on us right now and just begin to pull us into the deep waters in your ocean. Tonight, I just encourage you to just connect with God. Don't look around. This is your time to encounter God. This is your time to connect. Lord, begin to just pull us in to the new places, into places of your mysteries. Manifest your kingdom. Let there be a shift in the atmosphere. Let there be a shift in the atmosphere. Let us tonight come in contact. Let us touch heaven. Let us touch heaven tonight. Cause a shift in the atmosphere. We want to begin to just feel the supernatural. Begin to feel the prophetic come. The visions come. Begin to open our eyes. Begin to show us new pictures in the Spirit. The things that you've prepared for us. The things that are coming in the future. Open our eyes. Begin to take us into visions. Begin to release trances in this place. Activate our spiritual senses. Activate the seeing and the hearing. Every sense to be activated freshly. Let there be a new activation. I'm asking for a fresh new activation in the senses, that we might see better, we might hear better. Begin to interact with the kingdom right now, because this is not just a prayer, it's a time of encounter, it's a time of experiencing God. We want to experience you, God. This is time to experience God. This is time to come in contact with God. To just touch Him, and get touched in a whole new way tonight. We don't want to play church. This is all about the kingdom. This is all about the King. This is all about Jesus Christ. We're not going to waste our time. We're here to encounter the King of Glory. We're here to encounter crash in on us tonight. Crash in this place on every heart. Crash in tonight. Holy Spirit, just crash in. Catch us away. Catch us away. Catch us away in the spirit realm. Take us into the glory realms of God. Glory realms. Heavenly places. We are inviting you, Holy Spirit, to begin to just catch us away into heavenly places. This is time for encounters. This is time for visions, time for trances, time to understand the mysteries of God. Mysteries. Let this heavy, weighty, thick presence of God just fall in this place. We're asking for greater glory move tonight. Greater glory. Holy Spirit, we want greater glory. We desire greater glory in this place. Come and manifest Shekinah glory, glory of God. Release it tonight. Release it. It looks like something and it feels like something, and we want to become familiar with it. Glory of God. A glory that is in the face of Jesus Christ. A never fading glory. A permanent glory that is in the face of Jesus. We want to come to know that glory that comes from Jesus. Tonight we look up, we behold you, Jesus. We behold that glory that comes from your face. We get illuminated with your light, with the light of your countenance. We become illuminated. We become illuminated. Your light pierces through and it releases wisdom and it releases knowledge and it releases understanding, that illuminating light of glory that pierces our hearts. It's your glory. Reach out tonight. Reach out to see his glory. Get hungry to experience his glory. Don't waste a minute. Time is precious. Begin to reach out to touch his glory. Touch his face tonight. Greater glory. A glory that never fades. Glory that never fades. It's a permanent glory. And it's in the face of Jesus. Shine on. The light come. Let the illuminating light come. Illuminate us tonight. Illuminate us with the knowledge of your kingdom. King of glory, illuminate us with the knowledge of you. Knowledge of you. Knowledge of your ways.
Your dreams, visions, for us.
image of holy. our hearts for more of you. We're breaking out of our limitations, stepping over the boundaries that were never set by you. Tonight we're going to get filled with fresh fire. We're going to begin to hunger again for a visitation of the Holy Spirit.
Surrender ourselves to you. We say-
I thank you that you are raising up a generation of glory. I thank you that we get to participate in the kingdom on this earth. You're raising up a glorious generation. And we're slowly but surely we're being raised up. You're coming and you're changing our mind. You're renewing our minds. You're cleaning out our hearts. I thank you for a generation of pure-hearted people, the laid-down lovers of God.
Let your kingdom come.
desperately need to know you more. Nothing else will do. There's just nothing else that will do. We're hungry for more. We're hungry for more of you. Unveil your face to us. Unveil your heart.
Of God. Be a
of people that are privileged to dine with the King. I love that you never restricted yourself, but you gave a chance to, you gave it every chance to everyone. Opportunity was given to everyone to ascend the hill of the Lord. But we get to choose where we want to be. We get to choose how close we want to be with you. I thank you that you gave opportunity to everyone. Holding us become relentless in our pursuit. As we run after you, don't want to become satisfied with anything else. Keep us in a place of unsatisfaction.
So that we can begin to echo the love back.
jealous bridegroom that only wants you for himself. He's not going to share you with anyone or anything. He's a jealous bridegroom. He's consumed with jealousy. He wants you for himself, and he's not going to share you with anyone or anything. We come into a greater surrender. Greater surrender. We just abandon ourselves to you. Just come and have your way. Come and have your way. Come and have your way, Jesus. You are desired here. You are desired on the inside. In my heart, you are desired. And I just collectively give myself to you. I'm not going to share myself with anyone or anything. I disattach my heart from other things, other places, with others, and I collectively, as one unit, a full unit, give myself to you. Breaking off those unhealthy soul ties with people, places, and things. And just surrendering to you my whole entire being. Surrendering to you.
You're a great healer, not just for bodies.
Restores. And the more that you love, the more healed and restored we become. And the more we allow you to come and love on us, the more healed and restored we become. Your love empowers us. It gives us hope. It gives us strength. Your love empowers us. It gives us hope for future. It's our destiny to experience your love. To have this fellowship with you. Fellowship. We honor you, Jesus. There is no one greater than you. Possess the highest title, the highest status, the highest position. you. Thank you, Jesus, that we can come and just be ourselves with you. We don't have to hide. We don't have to pretend. We don't have to be ashamed. We can just be ourselves with you. Thank you for creating that place of safety. When we come to you, we feel safe. Future will be affected according to our decision making. I thank you for the Holy Spirit that helps us to lean into good, to lean into the light. Thank you, Jesus. For this night, we honor you. Amen. Give them a hand of clap, okay? Praise God. I just have one short, you know, encouragement is whatever you do, don't lose hunger for God. Don't lose hunger. And stay hot in your pursuit. Because, you know, life happens, but we must always have a hot pursuit for Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for coming out tonight. We'll see you on Sunday.